Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show. Netflix stock has lost about 12% of its value, and the hashtag cancel Netflix was the number one trending topic on Twitter in the US Thursday. Wonder why? Keep watching.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. To find more information about the Preacher Boys podcast and upcoming documentary, visit PreacherBoysDoc.com or connect on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Preacher Boys podcast. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit about something outside the IFB, but I think it pertains to the conversation of sexual abuse involving children. Now, I'm going to issue just a quick trigger warning like I do in all my episodes. We are going to be talking about sexual content and content involving children. So if that's something you're not comfortable with, or if you have kids around, just save this for later and watch it then. But recently, I shared a post to the Preacher Boys podcast page about a show called, or a movie that was released on Netflix called Cuties. Now, all that had been announced so far was the poster, and it was girls in very suggestive clothing, about 10 or 11 years old. And so originally, the description said, Amy, 11, becomes fascinated with a twerking dance crew. Hoping to join them, she starts to explore femininity, defying her family's traditions. And when you watched the trailer, when you looked at the poster that Netflix put out, it appeared to be heavily sexualizing a 11-year-old girl. And when I say appears to be, it was. And when I shared this, I was surprised. There were some people who became very upset and were going after me saying, you know, hey, you're sexualizing something that shouldn't be sexualized. These are just girls dancing. Netflix screwed up on the advertising. And Netflix actually came out and apologized for the advertising image. And they said, we're deeply sorry for the inappropriate artwork that we used for Mignon's Cuties. A Netflix rep said in a statement to Variety, it was not okay, nor was it representative of the French film, which premiered at Sundance. We've updated the pictures and description. Honestly, the picture they updated to wasn't much better. It was still a group of girls. They were fully dressed, carrying shopping bags, and wearing, very skimpy underwear and things over their clothes. And Netflix also changed the description. Instead of saying a twerking dance team, they changed the description to Amy, 11 years old, tries to escape family dysfunction by joining a free-spirited dance clique named Cuties as they build their self-confidence through dance. I was still concerned by it, and watching the trailer, I wasn't super thrilled about it, and seeing the reviews that were coming out didn't get me super excited for what this was. And still, there were people who were very upset that I covered this, you know, stay focused on church abuse. But I think that this film represents what grooming and what sexualizing children really is. And so, the film did release. People posted a clip. I saw yesterday someone had posted a clip from the film of one of the routines in the movie. And to be honest, I'm hesitant to put this even in if I'll cut this into this video, because It's extremely disturbing. It's extremely uncomfortable. And it seems like there's a unanimous kind of agreement across social media that this is incredibly, incredibly inappropriate. And so, it's interesting. So Netflix, people are canceling the Netflix. Their stock has lost 12% of its value. It's just been dipping. You can see on the stock chart just it plummeting down. And I'm encouraged by that. I'm encouraged that there's not a lot of people defending it. But there's also a lot of people coming out who are saying this is right-wing concern. This is a right-wing attack on this project. Look, I'm by no means right-wing. But I'm concerned because it does... the director says the intent of this film is to show the problem with sexualizing children. But my concern with this movie is, and in the scenes that I saw, which were frankly disturbing, she sexualizes children to get her point across. And to make a movie that's supposed to warn about the dangers of sexualizing children where you actually sexualize children is like making a snuff film to warn about the dangers of murder. You don't have to do the wrong thing in order to show something is wrong. And even more than that, they auditioned 600 11-year-old girls who twerked for them. It's just a very, very concerning thing. And so one of the things that concerned me the most was the reviews that were coming out. And they were going after people for being, concerned about this topic. And one of the reviews from The Telegraph said, just the headline of it, it says, "Cuties Netflix review, a provocative powder keg for an age terrified of child sexuality." Child sexuality? the implication of that headline is so terrifying, because when we start talking about children's sexuality, we start talking about children's, having this innate sexual drive inside of them, we are sexualizing children in a way that they don't need to be. 11-year-olds don't, they're not even thinking about sexuality. They're not even, or at least they shouldn't be in a healthy home or in a healthy school environment. An 11-year-old should not be thinking about their sexual side. These are people who are literally prepubescent kids. And so seeing articles like this, seeing it be some sort of commentary, things like that, it's pot calling the kettle black. You cannot sexualize children. To make a point about sexualizing children, it just makes no sense. And what's concerning about the clip is when Netflix did say it wasn't representative of the film, the clip that I saw was exactly what was depicted on that initial poster. And so Netflix tried to have both ways. They tried to tone down the reaction to this poster, but the poster could literally be a screenshot of the tamer part of what's actually in the film. And so anyway, my concern is, as I do this podcast, as I'm talking about abuse within independent fundamental Baptist churches, as I'm talking about abuse as it fits in a whole, as I'm talking about children being abused, when I see films like this, I'm concerned about a couple things. One, obviously the people who were involved in this film, the children involved in this film, were in many ways abused, and they were put in these positions that no 11-year-old should be put in. I saw some people comparing this to films that show other, negative, things. And, I saw someone comparing it to, look at Requiem for a Dream with the consumption of drugs, or look at the one, that's a simulated thing. They weren't really, doing all of this stuff. But two, that's adults making a decision. At 11 years old, the parents should be doing a job of protecting their children from being involved in something like this. The other thing, obviously, I'm concerned about is there are people in this world who have this attraction to minors. There are pedophiles out there. And a film like this is just going to ramp up that desire. It's going to fuel that. And it's essentially a form of legal child porn for people to consume. And then, of course, the final thing that concerns me, and I got to it with that headline, my concern is that we're starting to, in our media, start talking about this idea of child sexuality. And that's the scariest thing for me, because I see a film like Cuties, just like I see many other films, where, I see a chance for abusers and predators to use these types of films to groom girls to think this way. So when they do come time to, so when it does come time for them to take advantage of their prey, they can say, look, they did it in this movie, or look, you should be sexual, or look, you should be okay with this type of movement or dancing or fill in the blank. And so the fact that there's anybody who's supporting this concerns me. And the fact that I've talked with, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of people who even as teenagers did not have the understanding or the maturity to handle these sexual encounters. How could anyone think that a 11-year-old has the maturity to know when they get in front of a camera in these revealing outfits and do these very sexual dance moves? And again, if you disagree with me that these are sexual dance moves, I don't know what to tell you, because you could literally look at these clips from this video and look at the choreography for any sexualized music video. There's literally moves that they're doing in this that wouldn't feel out of place in like the WAP music video with adult people. And so anyway, I think it's great that people are actually calling this stuff out, and we need to call this stuff out. But two, it's shocking to me that this made it this far, that it won awards at Sundance, that it made it onto Netflix, that it got greenlit to go out to the general public. It's shocking to me, and it's a shocking part of our culture. And it's not the first time that this kind of thing has happened. It's not the first time we've sexualized children. I remember when Stranger Things was in its heyday, and there were articles, rightfully so, calling out, you know, newspapers and things for sexualizing the cast of that and asking them questions that were way beyond what they should be answering as kids. So look, I'm not telling everybody to just go out and cancel Netflix. I personally feel, kind of mixed on all that stuff, because there's a lot of great content creators that are being distributed through there. But on the flip side, I don't blame you if you do. And I don't necessarily, if I paid for my own Netflix, I might consider it as well. It's a genuinely shocking situation, and I just hope that we can do better, and I applaud everyone who's calling them out. So I'm curious, drop in the comments, are you guys canceling Netflix? Are you guys going to, have you guys watched the film? Do you disagree with my assessment? I'm just curious to see where other people fall on this, because for me, it was absolutely shocking when that clip showed up in my Twitter feed and I watched a few seconds of it. It was disturbing, to say the least. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this. I hope you'll tune in to Sunday's podcast episode. I'm sitting down with Garrett Johnson from Fight the New Drug. We're going to be talking about the potential dangers. We're going to be talking about how pornography impacts the brain. It's a very good conversation. We get into some pretty heavy, science and things like that, talking about the impact of pornography on the brain. We talk about the connections with human trafficking, so you'll definitely not going to want to miss that. If you want to get early access to that, just head over to patreon.com/preacherboys. If you become a supporter for any amount, you'll get early access to that episode. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the episode here, but be sure to leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think about this whole story. I'd love to hear from you. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.